Corn prices are in the news again. And Kim, I had dinner with some friends from Nebraska the other day. Commodity prices came up and they weren't too excited about the price of corn.
Yeah, we've seen corn prices drop, you know, in the Chicago market, 25, 35 cents. So the basis, the corn basis, especially the okrop corn basis, has declined. Read this week that the ethanol plants are telling producers and elevators that we will not accept any more okrop corn, only want new crop corn. Of course, that's hurting the okrop basis. And we know where that crop's going to go. There's a lot of it in storage, and that means it's going to go either for export or go in the feed market, and that's not going to help wheat.
That's good news for beef, but not so much wheat. But there has been a little incremental increase in the price of wheat. Can we call it a rally yet?
I don't think so. Wheat price has been wallowing, but at least they've been wallowing up. Mm-hmm. We did cross that KC December contract price of $4.50 this week. That was, I think, a monumental task getting above $4.50. Of course, we've only a nickel or 6 cents above that right now, so it's not moving as fast as I'd like for it to move, but at least it's above $4.50. If you look at the new crop July 18 price, you know, it crossed $5. It's a little above five, $0.90 to $1 under basis. That's given us a $4 to $4.10 cash price in Oklahoma next June.
And last week you talked about the decline in yield in wheat. Can you kind of clarify a little bit what you were talking about there?
Well, it depends on how you measure that. You can do a five-year average, or you can do a 10-year average. If you look at the five-year average, go back 10 years, you know, it peaked at 2004 at 35 bushels per acre. This, if you include 17 and back, our average yield for the last 5 years have been 29 bushels an acre. That's a 17% decline in production. If you look at the 10-year average, it peaked in 08 at 34 bushels an acre. This year, both the 10 and the 5 year are at 29 bushels an acre. That's a minus 5 bushels, or about 15% decline in production.
Does that mean that Oklahoma producers should just kind of set out a year on wheat?
No, I don't think so at all. I think, you know, we can talk in generalities. I can talk about the big increase in yields per acre in the former Soviet Union countries, or in the Eastern European countries, or what's going on in Argentina or China. You know, China's had an increase. What matters is what's going on each individual farm, and particularly in each individual farm. I think a producer, okay, the state average is down. What's each field's average? If your average is down, why? If it's up, why? I think that's the important question we got to ask, is what are individual field and individual farm yields doing? And if they're going positive, up, why? And let's keep that up. And if they're going down, let's figure out that too.
So as we take all that together and we look at the markets and all of that, what really is the market telling the Oklahoma wheat producer?
I think the market's telling producer that we've got to produce a quality product. We got to produce not only a product that our domestic flour mills won't need, but the product that our exporters, that our foreign millers need and want. And if we'll do that, I think price will take care of itself. It'll get back up to that $5-6 level. We can compete in this world market. It's not what I've been saying, is that we can't compete. Also, so these big increases we've seen in China and Russia and Ukraine, I think they're about topped out. You know, they didn't have the technology 10 years ago that they have now, and they've already implemented it, and I think they pretty much capitalized as much as they can.
Well, thank you very much, Kim. Kim Anderson, grain marketing specialist here at Oklahoma State University.